This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Sennheiser and Acara.
Yeah.
Although it's a fun Acara story, but we'll get to that in a minute. First off, we're going to talk about the Sennheiser Ambio.
Yeah. So the Sennheiser Ambio, they are a line of soundbars. And Sennheiser has just released Ambio OS, which has allowed for support of AirPlay 2, Spotify Connect, and Tidal Connect. And now with Ambio OS, it uses Wi-Fi rather than Bluetooth. That comes with a whole bunch of things that are beyond HomeKit. But yeah, with this update, it should show up in the Home app as a speaker and do the normal speaker things.
Do the normal speaker things.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like play music. AirPlay 2, that's kind of exciting. I have to say, I'm a little frustrated right now with like Sonos. We were talking a little bit in the car about it. I upgraded to the Ubiquiti Dream Machine Pro, and having some of the Sonos speakers wired and some of them wireless, we're having some trouble. Even the wired ones were getting some choppiness. So I don't know. This is kind of fun. I love seeing like new AirPlay 2 speakers come into play.
Mm-hmm.
And like having more options outside of Sonos and their crappy firmwares.
Yeah.
For sure. So, and Sennheiser is a very nice name in the audio world. So, gotta imagine these are pretty good sounding sound bars.
Yeah.
Anyhow, the next story is about an Acara E1, the roller shade motor. It's very interesting. I would highly, if you're interested, I would highly recommend clicking and watching the video. It's just a short demo, but essentially someone installed the E1 motor to control a door on their chicken coop, and they're able to tell our favorite voice assistant to open and close the door. And it works wonderfully. Oh, there's more pictures. I didn't even see these more pictures.
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Okay, so it's almost like the chain. That's the E1's the chain one, huh?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. But it's essentially just lifting up a piece of wood and lowering it down. The thing to me that was, I think, the most fun, like reading the posts, was finding out that they had run a wire, an Ethernet wire, all the way out to the chicken coop, and it was supplying PoE, so power over Ethernet, and then they used a PoE hat to split off and plug it in. They plugged that into the M1 hub, and then used the PoE hat to split the power out to power the M1 hub, and then the E1 roller was connecting to the M1 hub right there. And so it was hardwired, which is amazing. And then if he needs to charge the E1, like you can just plug it into the E1 hub. So it's pretty awesome.
Yes.
And then on top of that, I think
that's a contact sensor right there.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, I think he was saying that he might have a camera pointed in the coop, which... To me, like, this is a fun project, and this is something that we're looking forward to doing this spring. If you're watching on YouTube, maybe we'll put a little clip of our baby chicks in here, but we just got those 2 weeks ago? I feel like 2 weeks ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And we are currently getting started on building the coop, so I think, you know, I don't know, we might try to replicate this. I don't know. We have to get under the house to run a a power cable in the crawl space. So maybe we'll run another PoE run and get that under the crawl space too, and drop it. I wonder if you lose any power when you Like if we put that in a box and then get an underground variable cable from the box, mm-hmm. I wonder if we'd lose PoE there. Meh. Anyway, yeah, I don't know. I'm super inspired by this. This is the kind of thing I love seeing coming out of the Reddit community for HomeKit. Mm-hmm. And also, like, I've never explored the other Siri voices, and there was like an American kind of Southern accent Siri voice. And I think this person is maybe not in the U.S. I don't know. Anyway, it was kind of fun to see the video.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. If you have fun little hacks that you've done like that, be sure to leave those in the comment below and YouTube. Mm-hmm. If you're not watching on YouTube, be sure to click through, find the YouTube video, and leave us a comment if you're doing something fun or exciting. Like, we're always on the lookout for new automations and new kind of uses for devices. We did one, it didn't work out very good, where we tried to like put a contact sensor on our outdoor gates. It kind of worked, but then the sticky stuff fell off. And
yeah.
Then they fell off the gate. Yeah. We're going to do a video, but then when it all kind of fell apart, pun intended, we decided not to.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all we had for this week. A light news week again. And, you know, if it continues to be light, we're going to try to find some other topics to cover around the Apple ecosystem. But we appreciate you tuning in, listening, watching. We would ask, if you haven't, be sure to give us a review on Apple Podcasts or give us a thumbs up and a subscribe on YouTube. That kind of thing helps us tremendously. And remember, we did change the channel for this on YouTube. So there is a separate channel for the HomeKit Life. We keep thinking we're going to get videos edited for our main channel, now called our Apple Home. We'll see if that happens. Anyway, see you next week. This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
And I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Acara, Arlo, Secret Lab, and I lost the last story.
It's Onvis.
Onvis. Oh, goodness. I must have clicked something by accident. Yeah, so sorry we weren't there last week because we had a bit of a COVID situation and had to isolate. So, but we are back this week and have a lot of great stories lined up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's dive into the show. And this is take two. Our camera stopped recording for some reason earlier. Okay, Acara has released the P1 motion sensor internationally. This is the one that has Zigbee 3 in it now. So the old one had Zigbee 1.2. This one also has two CR2450 batteries, the coin size batteries, and gets you up to 5 years of battery life, which is kind of cool. And it has custom timeouts, which I think is pretty awesome. I wish more of the motion sensors like offered you the ability to set the custom timeout, because I would prefer to wait like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes versus a lot of these will wait like 1 to 2 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so like if you have a light turn on and someone walks in, the light turns on, and then like 4 minutes later they're walking back out, they have to walk within the zone and then like it'll detect them and kick the light back on. I'd rather the light just stay on for some preset amount of time. I tend to use a lot of Siri shortcuts to like achieve that kind of effect. So the fact that you can custom set that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a like a Lux sensor in it, but it's not exposed to HomeKit, which kind of is meh. I wish more things would just like expose the Lux sensor, but this is not one of those. It is currently out of stock on Amazon US, so if you are looking to get it in the US, you'll just have to keep checking back, but it should be available, I would think, at some point soon.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, so Arlo, they have their Essentials indoor camera, and they have added HomeKit integrations to that. So with that, you can check HD live streams on your iPhone and iPad, You can use the motion sensors that get exposed to HomeKit to set up automations and stuff. Yeah, that's about it. But the camera itself has an automated privacy shield. It also has 130-degree FOV, motion and audio detection, and it is a 1080p camera.
Yeah, it's probably worth noting, though, that this is just like HomeKit live stream integration. This is right. not secure video integration, so it's not going to record any clips or anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like maybe they've like added an update to the hub or the base station, not to the camera itself. So you will right. still have to go through that smart hub in order for it to work for live streaming, like upgrade the firmware there.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of interesting. It's a $100 camera. I, you know, personally, I'd probably lean into like a Kara or Eufy at that point, but given you don't need a hub
or a subscription,
or it is a hub. Yeah. Mm. Like in a Kara's case, it's a hub,
mm.
but yeah, subscription too. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if you'd have to have the subscription. That wasn't clear.
Yeah.
In order to like have the hub work, which I mean, admittedly, after the last episode we put out, that seems risky, you know? Like, if I have to have a subscription, does that mean, like, now I'm dependent on Arlo being around and their servers functioning, and they could go the way of Insteon, like, mm-hmm. who knows? That's not awesome. Secret Lab. This is not one that I would have expected or thought of, but they're making a new gaming desk. It's a very sleek black gaming desk. I can't tell. Is it all metal?
Yeah, it's all metal.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. But the back of it has like a flip-up channel, and there's like cord hiding channel in it. But the cool thing is, like, because it's all metal, they worked with Nanoleaf, and they've created this new individually addressable 123 LED light strip that is a meter and a half. So it's a little bit shorter than a normal one, but it's basically goes the span of the desk, and you put it down in the channel. And so you get kind of like glow coming out of this like cord hider channel. So it looks like an inset LED or something kind of glowing up out of the desk, which is pretty cool. I like the look of it overall. I think it's, I mean, honestly, like I would even love to have the desk in mm-hmm. our gaming area, but you can, if you want to individually buy it, you can get the LED light strip on its own. It's 79 euros. I think it's 79 bucks here in the US too. And it works with HomeKit. It has Thread. So it's like, obviously you won't be able to individually control the LEDs through HomeKit, but I'm assuming through, you know, the Nanoleaf app or something, you'll get the ability to, you know, run some kind of like preset color scheme on it. And then mm-hmm. If you haven't done it already, you can like push those as HomeKit scenes. So I'm assuming like that's all going to work pretty similar to how the other Nanoleaf products work. But it looks pretty awesome. Like it's a squared off, like magnet backed LED strip. I think this could be useful in certain situations and settings. And I mean, honestly, like 79 bucks is a little high, but not too high given you're getting, you know, the individual addressings. So,
yeah, I find the magnetic backing very interesting because I don't think I've seen any HomeKit LED strips do that before.
Yeah.
Like I feel like that opens up a variety of temporary mounting options. Mm-hmm. Like it's not necessarily like a permanent solution for you.
Yeah. Well, you could go, I mean, you could even go like put some sticky back magnets on something and then drop it there. And then you could always pull it away later and put it somewhere else. So it's mm-hmm. like, seems like it's very easy to move around and control. Honestly, I could see this being interesting, like putting some like semi-permanent magnets on the bottom of a couch or something mm-hmm. where there's fabric and it won't stick as well. You don't have to worry about like some kind of holder, like holding it in place. Instead, you can just like somehow like hard mount the magnets and then just magnetize that thing up underneath. So
mm-hmm.
It seems good to me. Like I'm very excited. I think we might get one of these and play around with it and do a review.
Yep. All right. Also, that was thread enabled.
Oh yeah, totally forgot that.
And speaking of thread enabled things, Onvis has actually added some thread devices to their lineup. I feel like they're prominently known for being in the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth market, but they have expanded with Thread. So the first little Thread-enabled device they have is a contact sensor, which will run, which will give you 2 years of battery life on a single CR2450 coin cell. Yeah, there's not much else there with that one. And the second product they have is a little five button. Yeah, five button button. Which each of those buttons get exposed to HomeKit with a single, double, or long press. Mm. So that will give you a minimum of 15 programmable actions.
Look at that quick math.
Yeah. And it also comes with a plinth, so you can move this thing around.
Mm. Oh, it's a magnetic holder.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You can magnetize it to your LED strip.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't been impressed so far with Onvis Wi-Fi, so I'm kind of interested to see Thread coming about. And definitely, like, their older contact sensor, the CT2, was Bluetooth. So I think having Thread gives you, like, that longer reach, tapping into a nice mesh network. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. CT3, I don't know. It's interesting. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Feel like we could maybe get some of these buttons and just randomly scatter them around the house and not label what any of the buttons do and just make them do random things. And so, like, if you're just feeling plucky, I don't know if that's the right word, but you just hit a random button and see what happens. But with enough of these around the house, you'd probably forget which one does what thing. So you could never really remember them all. Mm-hmm. 15 combinations. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all we had this week. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a thumbs up on YouTube and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And then if you're listening somewhere, whatever platform like Apple Podcasts, we very much would appreciate a 5-star review or a thumbs up or, you know, anything that you can do on the platform you do listen to kind of let that platform know that they should recommend us. That would be tremendously helpful.
Yes.
And we will see you next week. This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Acara, Arlo, Secret Lab, and I lost the last story.
It's Onvis.
Onvis. Oh, goodness. I must have clicked something by accident. Yeah, so sorry we weren't there last week because we had a bit of a COVID situation and had to isolate. So, but we are back this week and have a lot of great stories lined up. Mm-hmm. Let's dive into the show. And this is take two. Our camera stopped recording for some reason earlier. Okay, Acara has released the P1 motion sensor internationally. This is the one that has Zigbee 3 in it now. So the old one had Zigbee 1.2. This one also has two CR2450 batteries, the coin size batteries, and gets you up to 5 years of battery life, which is kind of cool. And it has custom timeouts, which I think is pretty awesome. I wish more of the motion sensors like offered you the ability to set the custom timeout, because I would prefer to wait like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes versus a lot of these will wait like 1 to 2 minutes. Mm-hmm. Right. And so like if you have a light turn on and someone walks in, the light turns on and then like 4 minutes later, they're walking back out, they have to walk within the zone And then, like, it'll detect them and kick the light back on. I'd rather the light just stay on for some preset amount of time. I tend to use a lot of Siri shortcuts to, like, achieve that kind of effect. So the fact that you can custom set that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a Lux sensor in it, but it's not exposed to HomeKit, which kind of is meh. I wish more things would just, like, expose the Lux sensor. But this is not one of those. It is currently out of stock on Amazon US. So if you are looking to get it in the US, you'll just have to keep checking back. But it should be available, I would think, at some point soon.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So Arlo, they have their Essentials indoor camera, and they have added HomeKit integrations to that. So with that, you can check HD live streams on your iPhone and iPad. You can use the motion sensors that get exposed to HomeKit to set up automations and stuff. Yeah, that's about it. But the camera itself has an automated privacy shield. It also has 130 degree FOV, motion and audio detection, and it is a 1080p camera.
Yeah, it's probably worth noting, though, that this is just, like, HomeKit live stream integration. This is not secure video integration, so it's not going to record any clips or anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like maybe they've, like, added an update to the hub or the base station, not to the camera itself. So you will still have to go through that smart hub in order for it to work for live streaming, like, upgrade the firmware there.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of interesting. It's a $100 camera. I you know, personally, I'd probably lean into like a Kara or Eufy at that point, but given you don't need a hub.
Or a subscription.
Or it is a hub. Yeah. Mm. Like in a Kara's case, it's a hub.
Mm.
But yeah, subscription too. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if you'd have to have the subscription. That wasn't clear.
Yeah.
In order to like have the hub work, which I mean, admittedly, after the last episode we put out, that seems risky, you know? Like, if I have to have a subscription, does that mean, like, now I'm dependent on Arlo being around and their servers functioning, and they could go the way of Insteon, like, mm-hmm. who knows? That's not awesome. Secret Lab. This is not one that I would have expected or thought of, but they're making a new gaming desk. It's a very sleek black gaming desk. I can't tell. Is it all metal?
Yeah, it's all metal.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. But the back of it has like a flip up channel, and there's like cord hiding channel in it. But the cool thing is, like, because it's all metal, they worked with Nanoleaf, and they've created this new individually addressable 123. LED light strip that is a meter and a half. So it's a little bit shorter than a normal one, but it's basically goes the span of the desk, and you put it down in the channel. And so you get kind of like glow coming out of this like cord hider channel. So it looks like an inset LED or something kind of glowing up out of the desk, which is pretty cool. I like the look of it overall. I think it's, I mean, honestly, like I would even love to have the desk for mm-hmm. our gaming area, but you can, if you want to individually buy it, you can get the LED light strip on its own. It's 79 euros. I think it's 79 bucks here in the US too. And it works with HomeKit. It has Thread. So it's like, obviously you won't be able to individually control the LEDs through HomeKit, but I'm assuming through, you know, the Nanoleaf app or something, you'll get the ability to, you know, run some kind of like preset color scheme on it. And then
mm-hmm.
If you haven't done it already, you can like push those as HomeKit scenes. So I'm assuming like that's all going to work pretty similar to how the other Nanoleaf products work. But it looks pretty awesome. Like it's a squared off, like magnet backed LED strip. I think this could be useful in certain situations and settings. And I mean, honestly, like 79 bucks is a little high, but not too high given you're getting, you know, the individual addressings. So,
yeah, I find the magnetic backing very interesting because I don't think I've seen any HomeKit LED strips do that before.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that opens up a variety of temporary mounting options. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily like a permanent solution for you.
Yeah. Well, you could go, I mean, you could even go like put some sticky back magnets on something and then drop it there. And then you could always pull it away later and put it somewhere else. So it's like, seems like it's very easy to move around and control. Honestly, I could see this being interesting, like putting some like semi-permanent magnets on the bottom of a couch or something where there's fabric and it won't stick as well. You don't have to worry about like some kind of holder, like holding it in place. Instead, you can just like somehow like hard mount the magnets and then just magnetize that thing up underneath. So it seems good to me. Like I'm very excited. I think we might get one of these and play around with it and do a review.
Yep. All right. Also, that was thread enabled.
Oh yeah, totally forgot that.
And speaking of thread enabled things, Onvis has actually added some thread devices to their lineup. I feel like they are prominently known for being in the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth market, but they have expanded with thread. So the first little thread enabled device they have is a contact sensor. Which will give you 2 years of battery life on a single CR2450 coin cell. Yeah, there's not much else there with that one. And the second product they have is a little five button. Yeah, five button button. Each of those buttons get exposed to HomeKit. With a single, double, or long press. So that will give you a minimum of 15 programmable actions.
Look at that quick math.
Yeah. And it also comes with a plinth, so you can move this thing around.
Oh, it's a magnetic holder.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You can magnetize it to your LED strip.
Yes.
Pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't been impressed so far with Onvis Wi-Fi, so I'm kind of interested to see Thread coming about. And definitely, like, their older contact sensor, the CT2, was Bluetooth. So I think having Thread gives you, like, that longer reach, tapping into a nice mesh network. So, yeah, CT3, I don't know. It's interesting. I don't know. Feel like we could maybe get some of these buttons and just randomly scatter them around the house and not label what any of the buttons do and just make them do random things. And so, like, if you're just feeling plucky, I don't know if that's the right word, but you just hit a random button and see what happens. But with enough of these around the house, you'd probably forget which one does what thing. So you could never really remember them all. 15 combinations. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all we had this week. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a thumbs up on YouTube and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And then if you're listening somewhere, whatever platform like Apple Podcasts, we very much would appreciate a 5-star review or a thumbs up or, you know, anything that you can do on the platform you do listen to kind of let that platform know that they should recommend us. That would be tremendously helpful.
Yes.
And we will see you next week. This is the HomeKit Life, where we talk about all things Apple HomeKit news.
We're a father-son team who loves everything Apple.
Enjoy the show. Welcome to HomeKit Life. I'm Josh.
I'm Braden.
This week we're going to talk about Acara, Arlo, Secret Lab, and I lost the last story.
It's Onvis.
Onvis. Oh, goodness. I must have clicked something by accident. Yeah, so sorry we weren't there last week because we had a bit of a COVID situation and had to isolate. So, but we are back this week and have a lot of great stories lined up. Let's dive into the show. And this is take two. Our camera stopped recording for some reason earlier. Okay. Acara has released the P1 motion sensor internationally. This is the one that has Zigbee 3 in it now. So the old one had Zigbee 1.2. This one also has two CR2450 batteries, the coin size batteries, and gets you up to 5 years of battery life, which is kind of cool. And it has custom timeouts, which I think is pretty awesome. I wish more of the motion sensors like offered you the ability to set the custom timeout, because I would prefer to wait like, you know, 5 or 10 minutes versus a lot of these will wait like 1 to 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
right? And so like if you have a light turn on and someone walks in, the light turns on, and then like 4 minutes later they're walking back out, they have to walk within the zone. And then, like, it'll detect them and kick the light back on. I'd rather the light just stay on for some preset amount of time. I tend to use a lot of Siri shortcuts to, like, achieve that kind of effect. So the fact that you can custom set that is pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
It does have a, like, a Lux sensor in it, but it's not exposed to HomeKit, which kind of is meh. I wish more things would just, like, expose the Lux sensor. But this is not one of those. It is currently out of stock on Amazon US. So if you are looking to get it in the US, you'll just have to keep checking back. But it should be available, I would think, at some point soon.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty. So Arlo, they have their Essentials indoor camera, and they have added HomeKit integrations to that. So with that, you can check HD live streams on your iPhone and iPad. You can use the motion sensors that get exposed to HomeKit to set up automations and stuff. Yeah, that's about it. But the camera itself has an automated privacy shield. It also has 130 degree FOV, motion and audio detection, and it is a 1080p camera.
Yeah, it's probably worth noting, though, that this is just like HomeKit live stream integration. This is not secure video integration, so it's not going to record any clips or anything for you.
Mm-hmm.
And it looks like maybe they've like added an update to the hub or the base station, not to the camera itself. So you will still have to go through that smart hub in order for it to work for live streaming, like upgrade the firmware there.
Mm-hmm.
So kind of interesting. It's $100 camera. I, you know, personally, I'd probably lean into like Acara or Eufy at that point, but given you don't need a hub
or a subscription,
or it is a hub. Yeah. Mm. Like in Acara's case, it's a hub,
mm.
but yeah, subscription too. I don't know. It's kind of interesting. I wonder if you'd have to have the subscription. That wasn't clear.
Yeah.
In order to like have the hub work, which I mean, admittedly, after the last episode we put out, that seems risky, you know? Like, if I have to have a subscription, does that mean, like, now I'm dependent on Arlo being around and their servers functioning, and they could go the way of Insteon, like, mm-hmm. who knows? That's not awesome. Secret Lab. This is not one that I would have expected or thought of, but they're making a new gaming desk. It's a very sleek black gaming desk. I can't tell. Is it all metal?
Yeah, it's all metal.
Okay, that's kind of interesting. But the back of it has like a flip up channel, and there's like cord hiding channel in it. But the cool thing is, like, because it's all metal, they worked with Nanoleaf, and they've created this new individually addressable 123 LED light strip that is a meter and a half. So it's a little bit shorter than a normal one, but it's basically goes the span of the desk. And you put it down in the channel, and so you get kind of, like, glow coming out of this, like, cord hider channel. So it looks like an inset LED or something kind of glowing up out of the desk, which is pretty cool. I like the look of it overall. I think it's, I mean, honestly, like I would even love to have the desk for mm-hmm. our gaming area, but you can, if you want to individually buy it, you can get the LED light strip on its own. It's 79 euros. I think it's 79 bucks here in the US too. And it works with HomeKit. It has Thread. So it's like, obviously you won't be able to individually control the LEDs through HomeKit, but I'm assuming through, you know, the Nano Leaf app or something, you'll get the ability to, you know, run some kind of like preset color scheme on it. And then if you haven't done it already, you can like push those as HomeKit scenes. So I'm assuming like that's all going to work pretty similar to how the other Nano Leaf products work. But it looks pretty awesome. Like it's a squared off, like magnet backed LED strip. I think this could be useful in certain situations and settings. And I mean, honestly, like $79 is a little high, but not too high, given you're getting, you know, the individual addressings. So,
yeah, I find the magnetic backing very interesting because I don't think I've seen any HomeKit LED strips do that before.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that opens up a variety of temporary mounting options. Mm-hmm. Like, it's not necessarily like a permanent solution for you.
Yeah. Well, you could go, I mean, you could even go like put some sticky back magnets on something and then drop it there. And then you could always pull it away later and put it somewhere else. So it's like, seems like it's very easy to move around and control. Honestly, I could see this being interesting, like putting some like semi-permanent magnets on the bottom of a couch or something where there's fabric and it won't stick as well. You don't have to worry about like some kind of holder, like holding it in place. Instead, you can just like somehow like hard mount the magnets and then just magnetize that thing up underneath. So it seems good to me. Like I'm very excited. I think we might get one of these and play around with it and do a review.
Yep. All right. Also, that was Thread enabled.
Oh yeah, totally forgot that.
And speaking of Thread enabled things, Onvis has actually added some Thread devices to their lineup. I feel like they're prominently known for being in the Wi-Fi and Bluetooth market, but they have expanded with Thread. So the first little Thread enabled device they have is a contact sensor, which will give you 2 years of battery life on a single CR2450 coin cell. Yeah, there's not much else there with that one. And the second product they have is a little five button. Yeah, five button button. Which each of those buttons get exposed to HomeKit with a single, double, or long press. So that will give you a minimum of 15 programmable actions.
Look at that quick math.
Yeah. And it also comes with a plinth, so you can move this thing around.
Oh, it's a magnetic holder.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, look at that. You can magnetize it to your LED strip.
Yes.
It's pretty cool. Yeah, I don't know. Like, I haven't been impressed so far with Onvis Wi-Fi, so I'm kind of interested to see Thread coming about. And definitely, like, their older contact sensor, the CT2, was Bluetooth. So I think having Thread gives you, like, that longer reach, tapping into a nice mesh network. So, yeah. CT3, I don't know, it's interesting. I don't know. Feel like we could maybe get some of these buttons and just randomly scatter them around the house and not label what any of the buttons do and just make them do random things. And so, like, if you're just feeling plucky, I don't know if that's the right word, but you just hit a random button and see what happens. But with enough of these around the house, you'd probably forget which one does what thing. So you could never really remember them all. 15 combinations. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that is all we had this week. We want to thank you so much for tuning in. If you haven't already, be sure to give us a thumbs up on YouTube and hit that subscribe button if you haven't already. And then if you're listening somewhere, whatever platform like Apple Podcasts, we very much would appreciate a 5-star review or a thumbs up or, you know, anything that you can do on the platform you do listen to kind of let that platform know that they should recommend us. That would be tremendously helpful.
Yes.
And we will see you next week.